This goes to Dr. Daniel Gross, G-R-O-S-S, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Michael, middle initial V like Victor, Merchand, M like Mary, E-R, C-H, A, N like November, D like David. Date of birth, October 2nd, 1937. Dear Dr. Gross, this is a consultation for Mr. Merchand, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria with preserved kidney function. He has had type 2 diabetes for many years, and he has normal creatinine levels, but he has the presence of protein in the urine has been noted for several years. He also sees Dr. Salek, I think it's S-A-L-E-C-K, for cardiology. After he had a left leg DVT in 2019 that also resulted in a pulmonary embolism that was rather large, and it did cause him to pass out, and he required admission and anticoagulation to treat that. And he will. He was told he'll need to stay on anticoagulants for the rest of his life due to the size of the pulmonary embolism. He's feeling slightly short of breath for several days. Today he had difficulty walking out to the mailbox and then back in from home, at his home. He had to stop and rest after he went and got mail. And that's unusual for him. He doesn't usually require a rest stop from collecting his mail. He's got no history of a low heart rate, but when he came in for his consultation, we noted that his pulse was running in the low 30s. And so we immediately checked, and we do not have an EKG machine, but his heart rate was between 30 and 36, both apically and radially. He was not symptomatic while sitting at rest, and so we did continue with the consultation. We did notify Dr. Salek's office and also your office, and after the consultation, he went to the Elma emergency room for EKG and then further evaluation of the bradycardia. Other than that, he denies any visual changes. He has had some chronic diarrhea problems, he reports, chronic low back pain. He has known prostatic hypertrophy and usually gets up to use the bathroom about twice per night. He feels like he empties his bladder adequately, denies incontinence, and no foaminess or cloudiness in the urine. He's been having more edema of the lower extremities recently, no recent rashes, no recent falls. Past medical history is significant for pulmonary embolism and DVT in 2019. Hypertension that has recently gotten worse within the last month. Type 2 diabetes, glaucoma, chronic diarrhea, low back pain, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. Past surgical history, he's had a cholecystectomy, inguinal hernia repair, bilateral cataract removal, and colonoscopy. Social history, the patient occasionally smokes a pipe, but no cigarettes or electronic cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and retired. Family history is significant for Oat cell carcinoma of the lung in his father. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Lipitor, Crestor, and penicillin. Medications, he takes Lovaza, 1,000 milligram twice a day, several glaucoma eye drops, although he's not sure what he actually is taking with the eye drops, and that the eye drops were recently changed to a once-a-day dose. He's on Janumet extended release, 50/500, one twice a day. Lisinopril was recently increased from 2.5 milligram to 10 milligram daily. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. Questran powder, 4 grams twice a day with meals. Claritin is 10 milligram daily as needed for allergy symptoms. Tricor, 54 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Multivitamin daily and a saline nasal spray 2 times a week. Physical exam, height is 71 inches, weight 203 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140 over 56, pulse is 36, slightly irregular but just a few early beats, and that was apically and radially. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, but very, very low heart rate. Abdomen soft, non-tender, normal bowel sounds, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema in the right lower extremity and pedal, and left lower extremity 1+ edema, pedal and ankle. Pulses 2+ bilaterally. Toes are slightly cool. Capillary refill about 2 to 3 seconds. And no unusual rashes or lesions are noted on feet or legs. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 10th, 2023. Creatinine is normal at 0.89. Calcium is 10. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.2. Urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 378, where in March of 2022 it was 70, so that's been a progressive increase. August 18th of 2023, urine protein to creatinine ratio is mildly elevated at 0.57. Urinalysis, 1+ protein, negative blood, no bacteria. Hemoglobin is 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. We do have an echocardiogram. Most recently, recent one was done 12/21 of 2021. Ejection fraction is 55%. He has mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, normal valve function, and normal unchanged compared to an echo of 11-1 of 16. Assessment and plan. One is proteinuria, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. The patient will have lab studies done with a microalbumin to creatinine ratio every 3 months, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And two, significant bradycardia of unknown etiology. The patient wanted to go with his wife by car to the Gratiot Alma ER, and he went directly after the office visit to the Alma ER for evaluation of the significant bradycardia. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.